أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة صلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة إلى آخر الآية صدق الله العظيم. Most respected Brothers and elders in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we express our gratitude to our Creator for granting us this valuable gift of Iman and belief in the Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, has given us life to witness another day of this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. We find that in the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many narrations or stories which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned or narrated to his beloved companions, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And the reason for this was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted them to take lesson from that incident and story. It was not something just to pass time or just for entertainment. Rather, everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and told to his companions radiallahu anhum ajma'een, there was a lesson behind it. A lesson so they could take this lesson out from that incident, and not only for them, but for his ummah till the day of Qiyamah. When they hear these incidents, then they will also reflect, ponder and take lesson from these incidents. And inshallah today we will discuss one of these incidents. It is a lengthy incident. However, there are many points, lessons and morals to extract out of this particular incident, and we will mention them briefly thereafter inshallah. So this narration, which comes in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates to his companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and he says, بينما ثلاثة نفر يتماشون أخذهم المطر فمالوا إلى غار في جبل فانحطت على فم غارهم صخرة فأطبقت عليهم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that once amongst the previous nations there were three people that were traveling. They were on a journey and en route they get caught up in a severe storm. So this forces them to seek refuge and to seek shelter in a cave in a mountain. However, after entering this cave, a boulder then falls down and blocks off the entrance of this cave, thereby locking them and sealing them in this cave. And thereafter they wonder to themselves that now we are stuck in this cave, this boulder is blocking our exit, there is no way to exit and to leave this cave. If this situation persists and we don't find a way out, then we will perish and we will die. So they mention amongst themselves, قَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أُدْعُوا اللَّهَ بِأَفْضَلِ عَمَلٍ عَمِلْتُمُوهُ. But now we don't see any way out for us other than turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua to Him through the wasila and through the intercession of the best actions that we have done in our lives. So they decide to do this, that they will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and presenting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one of the best actions that they have done in their lives, and through this Allah ta'ala must send His assistance. So one of them says, اللهم إن كان لي أبوان شيخان كبيران. That, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I aged parents, they were living under my care, I used to take care of them, I had a wife and I had children as well, and I used to go out during the day and I used to earn my livelihood, I used to graze the sheep, and thereafter in the evening I used to milk the goat, and I used to bring back that milk back to my family and back to my parents. And the first thing I used to do is I used to offer that bowl of milk to my parents first, before my children and my wife. So he says, فَاحْتَبَسْتُ لَيْلَةً. However, it so happened on one day that I got delayed for some reason. وَجِئْتُ فَإِذَاهُمَا نَائِمَانَ. And by the time I had returned home in the evening, I found that my parents had fallen off to sleep already. And it was my habit that first I used to offer this milk to my parents. This was my way of serving them. This was my way of honoring them. And I did not want to break this habit of mine now that they are sleeping. And I did not like that I awakened them from their sleep. And he says that his children were actually crying at his feet. They were hungry, of course. And he mentions, فَلَمْ يَزَلْ ذَٰلِكَ دَأْبِي وَدَأْبَهُمَا حَتَّى طَلَعَ الْفَجْرِ. But I did not move away from my habit. I waited there with that bowl of milk, waiting for my parents to awaken. And this passed the entire night in this condition until the break of dawn when my parents woke up, and then I offered them this bowl of milk. He says, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anni fa'altu dhalika ibtigha'a wajhik fafruj 'anna furjatan nara minha as-sama'. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you know truly well that I did this service to my parents, this khidmat to my parents, solely and only for you and for your pleasure, then remove this boulder from us that is blocking our exit to this cave to such an extent that we will at least be able to see the sky. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this dua of his. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves that boulder to the extent of one third of it, to such an extent that they could see the sky. But still it was not big enough for them to exit this cave. Thereafter, the second one from amongst them, he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he started making dua. Allahumma in kunta ta'alamu anni uhibbu imra'atan min banati ammi ka'ashaddi ma yuhibbu rajulun nisa. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know truly well that I had this deep passion, love and desire for one of my cousins. And it so happened that she was in a difficult financial situation. And when I approached her, because of the difficulty she found herself in, she told me that I will give you access to my certain amount of money. So he says, فَسَعَيْتُ حَتَّى جَمَعْتُهَا. That I worked hard and I earned that amount of money that she requested. And thereafter I came to her and I presented that money to her. And thereafter he says, at the moment when I was about to fulfill my desire with her, she turned towards me and she said, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. She told me, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, at that moment, that fear and that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came into me. To such an extent that when I was in that situation, so to say, I was unclothed and about to fulfill my desire with her, I moved away from her. And I turned away, I did not touch her. And I left that money that I had given her, and I went away. And he says, Allahumma in kunta ta'alamu anni fa'altu thalika ibtigha'a wajhik fafruj 'anna furjatan. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you know truly well that action that I had done, if it was solely and only for you and for your pleasure, then come to our assistance and remove this boulder from us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his dua, and Allah ta'ala moves another third of the boulder. However, not enough for them to exit this cave. The last one and the third one from amongst them thereafter turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he mentions, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu inni ista'jartu ajiran bi faraqin min dhuratin. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once I had hired a worker, a laborer, to work for me in lieu of a certain measure of corn or maize. And he had worked for me. However, at the end of the day, the contractual period, he had left without coming to claim his due from me. Then that money that was owed to him, or that corn that was owed to him,
I thereafter decided to sow it into the ground, to plant it. I harvested it thereafter. I took it to the market and I sold it. And from that money that I had earned from selling it, I bought a flock of cattle and a shepherd to take care of it. He says, thereafter, after some time had passed, that same laborer returned to me, that same worker of mine. And he came to me and he says, Ya Abdullah, a'tini haqqi. That, O slave of Allah, give me my right that you owed me. That time when I had worked for you, I did not take my due. Now I am coming, I am asking you for the due that was owed to me. So I turned towards him and I told him, you can see that flock of cattle and that shepherd there. Take it is all yours. This worker, this laborer, of course he is surprised. He was expecting a certain measure of corn or maize. So he says, أَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِي? Are you making a mock of me? So he says, no, seriously, that is yours. And I have given all that to you. This person says that this worker and this laborer took everything. He took the entire flock and the shepherd. He did not leave one thing behind. And he says, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anni fa'altu dhalika ibtigha'a wajhik fafruj anna furujatan. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you know truly well that action that I had did, that action that I had done, if it was solely and only for you and for your pleasure, then come to our assistance and remove this boulder that is blocking our exit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his assistance and he removes that boulder and they are able to exit from this cave. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had narrated this incident to his companions. And if you have to look at this one particular incident, there are so many lessons and morals that we can extract and draw out from this incident. However, the first one that we can learn from this is that when these people had found themselves in a difficult situation, it seemed as though there was no way out for them. They turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they asked of Him, using as a wasila and as a means to gain and draw the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a good action that they had carried out in their lives. And this is the lesson that you and I can take out from this incident, is that when we find ourselves in a difficult situation, no matter what condition may come upon us, no matter what situation we may find ourselves in, but an easy way and a prescription to draw the mercy, the help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the means and using one of the good actions that we had carried out in our lives, just like how these three people had done. And we find in the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. That Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers and mentions that, O those who have brought iman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek a wasila, a means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commentators explain that al-wasila means gaining closeness and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means by carrying out such actions which bring and draw the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is how a person will be able to create and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that thereafter when a person may find himself in a difficult situation, then he will be able to use these good actions that he had done in his life as a means of drawing the assistance and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that each and every person is faced with some problem and difficulty in his life. No matter what social standing a person may be, no matter what financial backing he may have, but at some point in a life, a person will go through some test and difficulty. This is the system and the method of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, no matter what difficulty it may be, there is always a way out for us. Even though it may seem impossible, just like how these three people, outwardly it seemed impossible for them to escape or to come out from this cave that they were trapped in, but they turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the means of a good action that they had carried out in their lives, and that draw the assistance and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first lesson we can take out. that when we require or we need the assistance and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using one of the best actions that we had done in our lives. However, an important point to draw out is that if you have to look at these three people, what they had mentioned at the end of the dua, Allahumma in kunta ta'alamu anni fa'altu thalika ibtigha'a wajhik. Highlighting the point of ikhlas and sincerity. That that action had to be carried out and done solely and only for the pleasure and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, if we want our actions to be accepted and to come to our aid and our assistance, then we have to carry out those actions with complete ikhlas and sincerity. And of course, ikhlas and sincerity is such a vast topic that we will not go into its discussion. However, just to highlight this point, that we have to carry out good actions, however, with ikhlas and with sincerity, so that we may find the barakah and the blessings of these actions. My Ustad, Mufti Ibrahim Desai, Hafizahullah, mentions when discussing this hadith, he mentions that another point we can draw out from this hadith is that a person must continue and strive in doing good actions, no matter what action it may be, as long as it is a good action, and he does it with ikhlas, and he does it with sincerity, a person may never know, one day later on, maybe many years later in his life, he will see the barakah and the blessings of those actions. Just like how these people had seen that once upon a time in their lives they had did these three actions, they had carried out these actions. However, later on, in the difficult time, in the difficult situation, through the barakah of these actions, it brought the mercy, the help, and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not restricted to any specific action. However, it encompasses any good action that a person may do and carry out. However, to highlight these specific three actions that these three people had did, the first one being birrul walidain, obedience, kindness to the parents. And of course, this is another topic on its own, but just to highlight this point, that the person had served his parents. He had taken care of them in their old age. He did not throw them out. He did not put them in an, he did not discard them and leave them. However, he took them under his care. He worked for them. He took care of them and he served them. And through that, he saw the blessings in his life later on. The second action was that a person about to fulfill his desire with that woman in such a difficult situation, when a person's desire generally overcomes him, when he heard the words ittaqillah, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that had such an effect on him that at that moment he was able to hold and restrain himself. And this is the benefit of taqwa Allah, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant you and I this level of taqwa and consciousness, that when we hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is able to stop us, and it has such an effect on us that it puts a barrier between us and sin and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in that difficult situation, in that such a situation, when a person is generally overcome by his desire, that he was able to restrain and hold himself back. And that was the second action, that was taqwa Allah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third action, being kind to a person's employee. That this employer, when he had high left and had not taken his due, the commentators explain on this incident that this employee's right was only that measure or weight of corn or maize. It was not that entire cattle. That was not the right of the employee. However, it was the kindness, the generosity of this employer that he gave his employee over and above his due. He showed him kindness and he did this solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this again was a means of drawing the mercy, the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that this particular incident or narration, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, in his authentic compilation, he brings this ahadith, or he cites it 5 times in his entire compilation, under 5 different chapters. This first of all shows us the different lessons that he draws out from this incident. He draws out 5 different complete separate lessons and that we can draw out from this incident. However, One of those chapters he brings it under is Babu Ijabati Man Barra Walidayh. The chapter Babu Ijabati Dua Man Barra Walidayh. The chapter of the dua of being accepted of the one who shows, who is obedient to his parents. And under this chapter, to prove this point, he brings this hadith and incident, highlighting to us that the best parents of showing them kindness and serving them is that a person's dua will be readily accepted. And generally many a person may ask that how can I get my duas accepted? I am making so much of dua. A person may ask, sometimes he may ask a pious person to make dua for him, because that person of course is pious and is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe his duas are more readily accepted. However, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi is drawing our attention to the fact that if we want our duas to be readily accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a simple prescription is that a person must show obedience, he must be obedient to his parents, he must serve them, and he must take care of them. And the benefit of that is that he will find that his du'as are readily accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, not only that is highlighted in this hadith, we can even extend that to the two other people that had the good action that they had done. The second being the person who had taqwa Allah. He had this consciousness of Allah in his life that he was able to hold himself back at that moment, at that difficult situation. And the third one being, a person showed kindness, he showed generosity, and he was easy going with his employee. These are three simple actions that we can test, and it will be a means of drawing the assistance and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to summarize quickly, that when we find ourselves in any difficult situation, then we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this incident, that we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using a good action that we had done in our lives, that had ikhlas and sincerity, solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will find that will be a means of bringing the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this incident highlights three very important actions, the first being obedient to a person's parents. The benefit of that is that a person's dua will be readily accepted. The second being taqwa Allah, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the third being showing kindness and being generous with one's employees. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He grant myself first and all of us the ability to bring these good actions in our lives. And may He give us the ability to continue carrying out good actions in our daily lives with ikhlas and with sincerity. And when the day comes that we find ourselves in a difficult situation, may He make the means of these good actions, may He make it a means of bringing the mercy, the assistance and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.